Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think of the Trump administration's success in killing a prominent ISIS terrorist and more? Let's go in depth with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Dr. Bob?
Yes, sir. How are you, Senator?
I'm very good. Hope you are, too.
I'm very good. Well, one of the first things I wanted to ask you about, Senator, was the killing over the weekend by U.S. forces of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, if I've got that pronounced right, a major victory for President Trump and the administration.
Well, let's start with the Constitution. The number one responsibility of the federal government is to protect the American people. So this guy said death to America, death to Israel, I suppose. He would include anybody in North America and Europe in regard to that, and who knows how many other people he might have been after. It's a threat to Americans. It's a threat to people that disagree with him generally. And a lot of that in his case, because he was head of the caliphate or whatever you call it, it was probably a religious fervor he has as much as anything else. So, but I think with his destruction, doesn't mean we don't have something to be concerned about. It just means that maybe they've got to regroup and they'll have some infighting, but they'll get another leader to carry out what they want to carry out. May not be as charismatic as he was. I guess since you're in journalism, I'd make this observation that it didn't seem to me like, at least here in Washington, D.C., and New York, that the journalists were as enamored with that sort of victory for the United States and for this president that they were when Obama was greeted more gloriously when Osama bin Laden was killed.
Well, I noticed it in, you know, virtually every major news source over the weekend. I will say, however, that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, if I'm pronouncing it right, wasn't, you know, somebody that, the American populace recognized like Osama bin Laden, though, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
It might, and maybe it's not fair for me to be critical, but I did observe that.
Well, it's a step forward. One of the things that I'm seeing, though, is how does this mesh with the president's policy, his idea of pulling out of Syria? Because there are a number of things, good things that happened with respect to this, because we had a ground presence, that we depended on intelligence from our Kurdish partners, and we needed people on the ground in Syria for intel.
I expressed this last week on another interview, and I'll tell you, I think the president should have been tougher on the president of Turkey, and not maybe he said the right things, they just didn't make the impact on Erdogan, or however you pronounce it. But I think that we had him over a barrel, and if we had not said we would, or not leave the impression that we were going to not control the airspace, and that we weren't going to move our troops, that he wouldn't have done what he was going to do. And there would have been less killing as a result of it. And then I think it would have forced the negotiations. Now, he could probably tell you that as a result of what he did, there's a safe zone between Syria and Turkey, like they were trying to negotiate. And it's there now, and he's decided to keep some troops at least where the oil wells are in Syria, and keep some presence there. And maybe he's accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. But I think I'd rather do it by negotiation.
More in depth after this. We'll be right back.
continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Would have you kept troops on the ground in Syria? I mean, I understand there are still some there, but he announced an immediate pullout. Would you have done that?
No. Well, I think that's in conjunction with the answer I just gave you. Not give up the airspace and not pull out the troops, as long as the negotiations were fruitful. And then they had slow, to give the president credit, the negotiations didn't seem to be going very far, but when he decided regard to Turkey going in, it didn't discourage Turkey from doing that.
Well, the president says that he wants the oil, that we should get the oil. What do you think of that? And isn't that against international regulations that we've agreed to, treaties, that we don't take the resources of other nations?
Yeah. Well, that's been our practice. 10 years ago, I looked at something called the Hague Agreement of, I think it was 1907, where if you were an occupying nation and you accomplished certain things, you were entitled to pay for it through the resources of that nation. But I'm not sure that's effective today, but I thought at the time it was a good argument to use, and so I'm not sure I want to use that argument. So if there's succeeding treaties or international organizations or UN resolutions, and you can show me that, I would say so. But I don't think it's a case of that oil, if you only got 500 troops there, I think that's the number, that's going to cost, take much oil, and I don't think we're going to take the oil for it. And then he says he's got Saudi Arabia paying for our stationing of troops in Saudi Arabia, so presumably that's indirectly getting the resources of the nation, even though we didn't have to accomplish anything in Saudi Arabia.
What do you think of the president not as is tradition, not notifying the Gang of Eight regarding the Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi incident? What do you think of that?
Well, I'll give you two opinions, and the reason I'm giving you two opinions is because I don't know the timetable. So I'm going to answer my question according to if I knew the timetable, and the notification is supposed to come after the attack has been made, but before he announced it, I think he should have told the Congress. But if he was expected to notify the Congress before the attack, and he says he didn't do it because this town is a leaky town, and he didn't want to take a chance of disrupting anything that was going on at that time, then I would say he did the right thing by not notifying it. And I don't know really what the argument is, so that's why I give you two answers.
Well, the president says that he didn't say anything to the Gang of Eight because Adam Schiff is a notorious leaker. Do you think that Adam Schiff would have put our troops in harm's way to compromise a U.S. mission?
I don't think he would, but, you know, my rule of thumb around this town is if more than one person knows something, it's no secret.
So then this sets precedent for whenever there's a Democratic president not notifying congressional Republicans, don't you? I mean, I know you couldn't be for that.
Yeah, well, you're right, but here, if you could tell me, and I suppose I ought to do my research before I even answer your question, but if you could tell me how Obama handled it during when bin Laden was killed, then I would say it ought to be done the same way by this president. But I don't know when that was done. So I don't really have a very certain answer for you.
Well, my understanding is he did notify the appropriate congressional Republicans.
But before or after bin Laden was killed?
I presume that it was before, but I too would have to look into it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Share your thoughts on Ukraine and the quid pro quo and the holding of money from the Ukraine that was promised and the investigation into the Bidens. Can you tell me your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, quid pro quo. You get something if you give something. He's got the money now, so that's the pro, because the money got to there by, I guess, September the 11th. And we still don't know if there's an investigation going on, so we haven't got our quid. So I don't know, if you got a pro and you don't have a quid, how you can have a quid pro quo. I look at the Constitution, and it says if you're guilty of impeachment, it's got to be for treason, high crimes, and other misdemeanors and bribery. And the president hasn't committed any of those. So maybe I should have started my answer to your question this way, because this is, seems to me to be the basic thing before I can even speak to what you asked me. Everything's being done behind closed doors. So how do you know? Just think of the unfairness of that compared to the Nixon administration, or the Nixon impeachment and the Clinton impeachment. The president could have legal counsel there cross-examining and everything. And maybe I ought to say to you, Dr. Bob, how in the heck do I know what's going on when it's done in a skift, and even Republicans can't talk about it because you're going to could be censured for it, I guess. So we don't really know anything, but we know it's unfair compared to those other impeachments, and maybe not even a constitutional basis for it.
Well, my understanding is that these are preliminary investigations, that there are Republicans in the room, that closed committee hearings happen all of the time, that this wasn't irregular, and that some of the Republicans that stood outside and then stormed where the hearings were being held were actually Republicans that were allowed in the room. There are Republicans in the room. Closed hearings are a normal thing. Am I mistaken?
Well, I'll admit it's kind of showboating, but on the other hand, isn't it legitimate when you can have a situation where the Republicans can't say anything, and then you get these leaks out of there that are maybe fair or not fair? Wouldn't it be better if the whole thing's in the open anyway?
Well, yes, but I guess we could say that for a lot of the other hearings that we've, you know, that you all hold all of the time. I think that there's being different standards being held for these hearings depending upon whether it's a hearing that Republicans are conducting or Democrats are conducting.
But just think how unique impeachment is. If he's impeached and found guilty, he would you'd be overturning the 63 million people that voted for him. And so you got to realize that impeachment's not a normal process. And by the way, most of the committees that have hold hearings are the hearings of the Intelligence Committee. The only time, seldom does any committee I've ever held been closed, and it's usually something that the Attorney General would say to you, or the FBI say to you, that I can tell you that in a closed meeting, but I can't tell you right here, right now. So maybe we go to a closed session for a few minutes, and maybe we don't. It depends on how important it is you follow up on it. Maybe if you got a short question, I can take it, and then I got to go open the Senate up in 14 minutes.
Well, Senator, could you tell us something positive with respect to trade?
Yeah. We've got an agreement with Japan that'll get us back to where we get about 90% of what we would have gotten if the president hadn't pulled us out of TPP. We've got the starts of a negotiation called Phase One with some agreement that I don't know enough about to, except what I learned from the news conference 2 weeks ago. but it looks like there's going to be an agreement signed in Chile at the AIPAC meeting. Then you've got you've got the agreement we have with South Korea, and I expect before Christmas we'll have the USMCA passed.
Well, great, Senator. Thank you. I hope you have a good harvest.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.